Nowadays, the predominant smell in the Bell Loft is pine. But over the years, there must have been all sorts of other smells too, as the ample space up here was used for all sorts of different purposes. For example, laundry was once dried up here. Sheets and garments hanging on multiple clotheslines attach with the kind of clothes pegs that you can see in the glass case on the floor. The loft was rented out so that Trinitatis Church could earn a little from it. But in 1801, there were complaints because the loft was being rented out to a tanner. He brought his raw, damp animal hides to the loft, and people grew tired of the stench and also worried that the tobacco-smoking tannery workers were being careless in the bone-dry room. Leather, hides, tobacco. The women must have had a rather different fragrance at the time. Back in the 18th century, it was not uncommon to adorn a lady's hat with feathers, and for a number of years after the tannery was closed, feather decorations were made here in the Bell Loft. During the same period, it was also a storage space for items from the university library. No doubt the presence of a collection of Arabic garbs, incense burners, gold and silver coins, gems, knives and silver pipes also created an intriguing olfactory landscape in this loft. And one final noteworthy contribution to the scents of the Bell Loft over the years. In 1809, Professor Gottfried Becker was allowed to dry herbs here. He owned a pharmacy on the street of Kerpmager and needed a space to dry botanicals for use in medicine or as seasoning for food and drink. Becker was the first of many tenants to use the warm loft to dry herbs such as angelica, dill, spruce buds, and various berries. Imagine how it must have smelled up here.